Hello, this is Dr. Jeffrey Weber. I'm a medical oncologist at the Perlmutter Cancer Center at the NYU Langone Medical Center in New York. Today we're going to be talking about the use of immunotherapy in some of the more unusual melanoma subtypes, such as mucosal and ocular melanoma. First, let's talk about mucosal melanoma. Recently, there was an article published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology by D'Angelo et al., which represented a compilation of patients with mucosal melanoma treated with the PD-1 antibody nivolumab alone, and there were something like 86 patients in that group, or the combination of ipilimumab with nivolumab, and there were something like 35 patients in that group. It was clear that there was a significant response rate for the patients with mucosal melanoma getting nivolumab alone, but it wasn't quite as good as those seen in patients with standard cutaneous melanoma. Remember, mucosal melanoma perhaps is 1,000 patients per year in the United States, so it's not a common malignancy. It represents a little more than 1% of all patients with melanoma. However, the response rate with nivolumab in those primarily treated frontline with mucosal melanoma was 23%, but it was 40% for those with cutaneous melanoma. If you look at the response rate in those who got ipilimumab with nivolumab, a more potent and somewhat more toxic regimen, we're looking at a 37% response rate for the nivolumab patients versus a 60% response rate for those who had standard cutaneous melanoma. The progression-free survival was only about 5.5 months in the combination regimen versus 11-plus months for those with standard cutaneous melanoma. So it seemed clear that patients won't do quite as well when they have mucosal melanoma as when they have cutaneous melanoma when receiving either PD-1 antibodies like nivolumab or the combination with ipilimumab. However, it's clear there is benefit. Patients will respond. Some patients will have long-term survival, but it remains to be seen what drugs could be added to these regimens that will bring the response rate and the progression-free survival and the overall survival up to what we see with cutaneous melanoma patients. Another rare subtype of melanoma, of course, is ocular melanoma, which represents, again, a little more than 1% of all melanomas. As you remember, we have pigment cells in the uveal tract in our eyes, so, of course, you can develop a primary ocular melanoma. Many of these are treated with radiation plaque or, in the case of more advanced disease, enucleation or even exenteration of the orbit. However, quite a few patients will go on to metastasize and require systemic therapy. There is no FDA-approved regimen at this point. No drug has been approved for the treatment of ocular melanoma that has metastasized. And a number of studies dating back from 2012 have looked at either ipilimumab, the CTLA-4 antibody, or now PD-1 and PD-L1 antibodies in this relatively uncommon but difficult-to-treat disease. In 2012, there was an article published suggesting that the response rate in patients who received ipilimumab, and this came from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, was really at most 5 to 10% with a handful of partial responses seen in the uveal melanoma patients out of more than 20 treated. And again, relatively short survival, short duration of response, suggesting that the potential benefit from ipilimumab alone in ocular melanoma was fairly low and was probably not quite as good as seen with standard cutaneous melanoma. More recently, at ASCO 2016, there have been a couple of abstracts. One of them was actually a compilation of 58 patients across 9 institutions who had metastatic stage 4 ocular melanoma treated with PD-1 antibodies, and this could have been nivolumab, pembrolizumab, both PD-1 antibodies, or atezolizumab, the PD-L1 antibody. And unfortunately, there were only 2 responses seen out of the total of 58 patients for a 3% response rate, which frankly is pretty poor. There were some stable patients totaling around 10, but almost all the patients went on to progress. Duration of response was modest. We don't know what's happened with those 2 partial responders yet. There's been no follow-up. But again, very difficult patient population to treat. And again, these are data presented at ASCO by Katie Tsai from UCSF and would suggest that the median progression-free survival was only between 2.5 and 3 months, which is considerably less than what you would see with PD-1 antibodies alone in cutaneous melanoma. There has been yet another smaller study of 20 patients with ocular melanoma that had metastasized treated at the Institut Curie in Paris. And again, 0 for 20 was the result. There were really no responders. And unfortunately, it suggests that ocular melanoma remains a very difficult tumor to treat with immunotherapy. There's some hope that we may see some responses in patients who receive ipilimumab with nivolumab. Those have been anecdotes only, and we'll see how that pans out over the next year or so. Again, if you have questions, feel free to get in contact. Again, this is Dr. Jeffrey Weber on behalf of Medscape Oncology. Thank you very much.